minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Steve Kaczynski, and yes, PDGA Radio is back with an all-new episode, this one for the week of July 7th, 2008. On this edition, our results from the tournaments throughout the disc golf world, a preview of the upcoming weekend's action, also the updated world rankings and season money standings, tips for finding a place to stay while at the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships, which, by the way, are next month in Michigan. And also some disc golf news, including why one course will be stopping its pay-to-play policy. This is PDGA Radio, being brought to you this week by the PDGA Store at pdgastore.com, Innova Champion Discs, the International Disc Golf Center, and Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com. Roar!
Well, no real big tournaments over the 4th of July holiday weekend, but there were still numerous B and C tiers spread across the country, along with events internationally in Japan, Sweden, Denmark, and Canada, where it was Kim Scott Wood mastering the course on Toronto Island, throwing 1050 rated golf to win the Canadian Open by 18 throws over Michael Sullivan. Gary Hobden won the advanced division by 11. Back in the States, it was Brian Schweberger getting his 10th win of the year, this time by 10 throws over Justin Jernigan in Zebulon, North Carolina. Eric McCabe also continued his great play this year. He picked up a 6-throw win at the Live Oak Summer Open in Texas. Liz Lopez won there for the women. Tyler Horn earned the Kentucky State Championship title, beating out David Cox by 2 throws. Coda Hatfield won easily in Oklahoma. Paul Ulibarri wins in Arizona. Jeff Bennett got a win in Michigan. Jason Makarovic wins the Firecracker Fling in South Carolina. Nate Sexton wins in Oregon. Adam Olson wins in Minnesota. Ian Liddell wins in Virginia. Heberto Villarreal beats his brother Arturo in a playoff to win the Sunburn Open in Kansas City. Jim Trueblood wins in Indianapolis. And Chris Wojciechowski gets his first win as a pro, winning by 10 at the Fire in the Sky event in Norwalk, Ohio. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. The 2008 Disc Golf World Championships are now less than 5 weeks away, and if you're a PDGA member who isn't one of the nearly 550 players already signed up, don't wait too long, as lodging and other arrangements will only get more difficult as we get even closer to the huge disc golf history-making event in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan, August 8th through the 16th. Assistant Tournament Director Kevin Dowd now joins us again for a quick tip on how to find a good, affordable place to stay while taking part or watching the tournament.
Well, we have plenty of hotels that will fit everybody's needs. We have everything from the small hotels to the larger, more expensive type hotels. All right, we have 2 host hotels. One of them is in Kalamazoo, which is the Holiday Inn West. And then we also have a host hotel, which is the Comfort Inn out in Battle Creek. And other than that, we have, besides what the hotels that you can find on our website, we also have hotels in the area that aren't specifically listed in the website. So any smart, thrifty disc golfer, like most of them are, will shop around and Google Kalamazoo World's Hotels or Kalamazoo Hotels and find something really close to the host.
The host hotels will be equipped with a pro shop, internet access, and scoring updates. Reservations, though, should be made using the link provided at www.2008discgolfworlds.com on the lodging page to assure the best rates. And now a quick look at the newest update for the Disc Golf World Rankings. It shows David Feldberg still hanging on to the top spot for the men. He's followed by Ken Climo, Nate Doss, Josh Anthon, and Steve Rico. Des Redding, still the number one female disc golfer in the world. She's followed by Valerie Jenkins, Elaine King, Carrie Berligar, and Angela Chick-Fry. And the season's Money Leaders list was also updated last week. Not a lot of changes for the men. It's still Barry Schultz with the most tournament earnings so far this season, just over the $13,000 mark. Followed a couple hundred behind by Eric McCabe and David Feldberg, the only other player over $10,000 in tournament winnings, as we are halfway through the calendar year. Des Redding still leads for the women. She's just shy of $6,000 for the year. About 500 behind her is Valerie Jenkins. And reminders, if you are a PDGA member and have not yet voted in this year's elections, you only have until the end of July to cast your online ballot using the link emailed to you in early June. If you can't find that email, please contact the PDGA office for a new one. Also, if you or someone you know is a PDGA member and does not have access to a computer but would like to vote in the election, have them contact the PDGA office before July 13th. To request a paper ballot be mailed to them. And one more reminder, this one asking for nominations for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. Winners receive $100 worth of cash or prizes and are eligible for the year-end award. More details and the nomination form can be found online at pdga.com/DG awards or by clicking the link on the PDGA homepage.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Although dozens of disc golf courses, both new and old, are beginning to explore and adopt the pay-to-play policy for its players, one course in Wisconsin is abandoning it after 3 years, saying most players aren't obeying the honor system and not paying the required fees. According to an article by Tony Walter in the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Brown County is planning to stop charging fees at Pamperin Park as of January 2009. The current fee structure is $2 per day or $15 for an annual pass to be placed in the drop box under the honor system. However, officials report less than $2,000 being collected in fees since 2005. Assistant Park Director Doug Hartman said, "We don't have good compliance at the facility. For whatever reason, the players don't want to pay. It's the honor system, but no one's paying. If they see a park worker by the box, they just walk away." Hartman said the county would rather spend the money on customer service than on paying an employee to watch the course and enforce the fees. Pamperin Park was built in 2004 with 9 holes and plays as an 18-hole course using each basket twice. The 3 other courses in Brown County are free to play. And from the Rapid City Journal in South Dakota, we learn a night and day disc golf tournament takes place July 19th and 20th. It's a day round and then a night glow round. Both played. Players can choose one or both tournaments to compete in. For more information, visit blackhillsdiscgolf.com. And from the Rapid City Journal in South Dakota, we learn a night and day disc golf tournament will take place this weekend. A day round and a night glow round will be both played. Players can choose one or both tournaments to play in. For more information, visit blackhillsdiscgolf.com. And from the world on the south coast of Oregon, we learn about the annual Free July Jubilee Tournament. That will be July 19th and 20th in North Bend, Oregon at the Windsor Park Course. There is no registration fee and prizes will be awarded to the top finishers. More information can be found at www.northbendcity.org.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
The National Tour resumes this upcoming weekend with its second to last stop as it invades Columbus, Ohio for the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open. This year's event will once again be held at the beautiful Hoover Reservoir and will be contested Saturday and Sunday on the permanent 27-hole Brent Hambrick Memorial Open course and the scenic Discraft West course. The Brent Hambrick Memorial Open is held in remembrance of Brent and his passion for disc golf and his desire and success in promoting the sport on a local and national level. The Brent Hambrick Memorial Open also takes great pride in its support of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society by being a charity event. Last year, through great efforts, they were able to donate $3,500. Since the tournament's inception in 1997, organizers have raised over $28,000 to help fight leukemia. And the Scandinavian Open, a PDGA major event, takes place in Sweden July 17th through the 20th. And the following week is the finale on the 2008 National Tour with the Vibram Open at Maple Hill in Massachusetts. Then it's on to Worlds in Michigan in August and the U.S. Championships in September and early October for the men. And finally, the season's final major is the Players' Cup in Florida, November 21st through the 23rd. But elsewhere for this weekend of July 12th and 13th, the PDGA tournament calendar shows the Stockholm Open is ready to go as an A-tier in Sweden. Also the A-tier for the amateurs in Ohio with the Brent Hambrick Open. And events in Iowa, Florida, Washington, Alaska, Minnesota, Michigan, North and South Carolina, Montana, Connecticut, Quebec, Canada, Nebraska, Colorado, Missouri, Texas, Idaho, Pennsylvania. Sounds like an old grade school song. I probably missed a couple in there. But until next week, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, wishing you all safe travels and nice, easy drop-in birdies. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.